So, is the modern day Christmas helping to create a generation of spoilt brats? That's what we're asking. I've been speaking to businessman Bill Jeffrey and journalist Niamh Horan. I started by asking Bill for his thoughts.
I think there are some very, very spoiled bratlets about, and I think a whole lot of parents and passers-by and observers will agree with me. Look, we see it every day in supermarkets, in garages, at sweet counters, comic displays and toy shops. Children use pester power, and parents, to a large degree, are reaping what they sowed through their indulgence and their generation of greed in children. It's a disgrace altogether.
Niamh?
Bah, humbug. I wouldn't like to be spending Christmas in his house. You know, they say the best way to know anything is first-hand experience. I know this sounds funny. I'm not saying this is a joke. I know that kids who get a lot for Christmas and who are spoiled brats won't turn out bad, because I was one of those spoiled brats. I used to get everything I asked for on my list. I genuinely, all our neighbours used to come around. They didn't care what they got for Christmas. They wanted to see what our... We had a playroom dedicated to it, and they used to see what was spread out in our playroom. It was about probably... It was the size of a sitting room, maybe a bit bigger now in an average house, and it was just covered in toys. And now I'm just not materialistic at all. I couldn't care about getting presents at Christmas. I prefer giving them. Somebody was asking me what I wanted for Christmas yesterday. I couldn't even think of anything. If my house burned down tomorrow, I wouldn't want, you know, there's nothing I'd want to really save in it. There's nothing really I care about too much. Maybe a couple of letters and that's it. But I genuinely didn't turn out materialistic. And, you know, and I would think...
But
so
is the
well
sense of wonder not gone with a child where, you know, it's not about how expensive it is. It's about just that innocence that comes with childhood or used to come with childhood, and the sense of wonder of what's in it rather than, now I've got a list and I want the biggest Nintendo game that there is on the planet.
But the wonder isn't in what you get. It's that you go to bed at night and you wake up the next morning and you've got a half-eaten carrot and a bit of brandy gone, and all of these toys magically appear in your playroom. And that's the wonderment. I'll never forget on Little Christmas, after getting a lovely little doll that I wanted, and my mum said, I think there's something up the chimney there. Did Santa leave something on his way down? And it was a little peach coat and bottoms for the doll. And that was, there was huge wonder in that. And look, I got lots of more expensive things than that. But you're right, it is the wonder. But just because you get something that maybe is an expensive gift or branded like an iPad, I don't think it takes away from it. I just think it's about a new generation of children. I think it's a bit bitter of an older generation to try and take that from them. The world is changing. Everything is in, like, my little nephew's a year and a half, and he'll try and scroll down on magazines when you give it to him because he's so used to an iPad. And it's just a different generation. And maybe that child was just so happy because you opened up a whole world of possibility and learning to him as well. It's not just computer games. It's definitely not. I'd say that's the last thing now kids look at when they go on online now. It's all about learning and experience for the younger generation.
No, Niamh, you're wrong. You're wrong. Honestly, there is a pernicious consumer greed about, and this is being picked up by the children. It's manifest everywhere we go. Our simplicity has been stolen from us. We're robbed of that. The pictures that you painted were beautiful as a child, and I support them 100%. But we are in the midst.
National corporations. It's all adults. It's greedy adults. I don't think that you can take away a wonderment from a children because of your disillusionment with the world. That's definitely not.
I think that the children pick it up from the adults, and the adults are maybe time short or something like that, and they just can't stand the pester part, and they give in, and the children become greedy just like their parents. And that's the generation that we're going to have in charge of us in 10 or 20 or 30 years' time. If they become politicians, they will be even worse than the ones we have at the moment. We are destroying ourselves. We're taking away innocence and gifts and beauty, and indeed, the real thing of Christmas.
I think that you're taking out your bitterness of the world and a young group of innocent children. And I have to say, my mom, even though she used to save up all year, she didn't have that much money, but she used to, every single penny went towards giving us what we wanted for Christmas. But I always remember she used to teach us the real value of things as well. She had a 20-year-old car. I remember the time I fell down the stairs at home, broke this beautiful vase that she just loved more than anything. And she said, look, I can replace the vase. I can't replace you. And I was all right, but at the end of it, in tears. But so it's about parents teaching children. Yeah, you can have that. Yeah, you can enjoy it. You know, it's, you know, it's about part of childhood, but also it's really not the important things in life. And I've seen lots of kids. I mean, you talk about like classic examples of growing up in my neighborhood and friends who didn't get as much as I did. And they're spoiled brats when they're older, and they're so superficial and materialistic. So you can't just say because a couple of trinkets on Christmas morning is going to change a child. It's the way you rear them through the year. It's not about one day.
That knee one has been vaccinated with a gramophone needle. I can't even get a word in. Look, there's a range of children now, a whole generation of them, that feel entitled. They think it's their right, and they are ungrateful, and they are, as I said at the beginning, very, very spoiled bratlets. And I think it's a terrible pity that this is happening in our society.
So are you talking about adults now again, or are you talking about children? Because it sounds like you're describing adults. Because when I go down to any luxury department store, or you know, who's spending the most of the money, and it's for themselves, I see kids. I remember I did a piece on creches a couple of years ago when I was doing an internship with Sky News. And I remember going down at 6 in the morning. It was the height of the Celtic Tiger down here when the whole place was booming. And the parents used to drop their kids off in the dark, and they were fully dressed in designer gear and little boots and little hats and all the things, the material things. They used to drive off in their big X5 Jeeps and their big Merc Jeeps. And so we did a couple of clips with them it was around budget time. And they were giving out yards about the cost of creche care when they didn't make sacrifices themselves. They were dumping their kids off in creches and saying, right, we still want our 2 holidays a year, or we still want our big car. And then they were moaning about the government to do something about it. It comes from the adults. It comes from wanting everything and not sacrifice. It's nothing got to do with giving a kid a couple of nice little trinkets on Christmas morning.
Well, look, what we're going to do is we're going to tweet out now the video of this kid. So it's on our Twitter feed right now, actually. This is this kid who opened up his Christmas present, and his reaction has gone viral. So at Stephen Nolan on Twitter today. What was your favourite Christmas toy of all time, Bill Jeffrey?
Oh my goodness, now you've caught me. It was about 80 years ago I had Christmas. What do we think? Yes, it was a little wooden train set, an engine made of wood and a sort of a coupling and one little carriage, and it held about 4 sweets, and I trundled that
I doubt, Bill, it would have been an engine. Were they not running steam in those days?
Well, the steam engine, yes, of course.
I'm playing with you. Tell me to shut up.
Can I just say one caveat to all of the above?
No! What was your favourite Christmas present, Marnie?
Well, this is the thing. My best Christmas present was also my worst. I don't think people should get pets for Christmas, because I asked for a dog 1 year and lo and behold, got the dog. And it was the best thing ever on Christmas Day. By St. Stephen's Day, I was sick of it. It lasted 7 more years. I had to get a tetanus shot in my bum on St. Stephen's Day by our doctor neighbour.
You had to get a tetanus shot in your bum?
That's where they give it to you.
Probably because I dressed it up in a matching tartan outfit to myself, but there you go.
Okay. Bill, thank you. Niamh, thank you very much. Morning to you both. Bye-bye.
Bye.